where are they themselves? Who's supposed to do Ranald Kwame? Is it not us, Zimbabwe? Where are they themselves?
They are saying the party in power is to come.
I say, are they Zimbabweans?
Yes.
So whom do they think the economy, who should run the economy except themselves?
They
some
are
foreigner from somewhere.
They are saying maybe some of the policies that the government is pursuing might actually be turning away investors.
Well, bring better policies forward. Why not bring us those better policies?
Talking about the issue of Zim Asset, are you happy with the achievement so far?
Yes, I think it's moving on well. I think it's moving on well. We're doing a lot in agriculture. There's a lot going on in mining. There's a lot in various sectors of the economy. Maybe manufacturing may be a problem, but generally the other clusters seem to be doing quite well. Of course, we're not in charge of the rains. There's a looming drought which will definitely affect some of the programs because the country is generally very dry across the board. So that is our concern, really. If the rains don't come, then we shall really have to face the challenges in the best we can.
And talking about agriculture, is there enough investment, you feel, that is being put to assist the new farmers?
Yes, of course. You know, we've just brought in several tractors from Brazil. You know that a number of fertilizer companies have been assisted. The general fertilizer almost everywhere you go. Farmers who had not been paid, they've been paid for their last season's crop, and they're digging the fields. But as I say, the major thing is the rain. We're trying to do what we can with irrigation where we can, but certainly it's not an easy challenge.
Let's also talk about the issue of sanctions. To what extent has it crippled Zimbabwe's economic development?
Well, you know very well, Blessing. To what extent? To a very large extent. You know that our economy was tied to Britain and Europe, as it were, in terms of equipment, in terms of all spare parts. And of course, the sanctions ensured that we don't get those spare parts. And the machinery went down. That's why we had to look east. And that's why we are moving on with our look east policy.
And also, there's another issue that people are raising, Ambassador Moyo, that government ministers do not seem to be speaking with one voice. You have Minister Chinamasa doing his thing and being attacked by fellow cabinet ministers. What is really happening?
I don't know. That's a cabinet matter. I cannot discuss that myself. It's a cabinet matter. And if there are any problems there, they will be sorted out in cabinet.
And some are also concerned that there seem to be a lot of factionalism in the ruling party that is now affecting government work. Is this true?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. They should come up with the facts. Who are those and what is being affected? Is it implementation of programs which is being affected or what? What is being affected?
They are saying everything really has been paralyzed because people are not pulling in the same direction.
Well, I don't know about that. If there are facts to that effect, surely the government has capacity to correct that.